Your organization is relatively new. It's only, what, 3 years old. Can you talk a little bit about some of what you've seen happen in the last 3 years since Springfield Pride was formed?
One of the most amazing things that we're seeing is that at one point, there was just silence around LGBT issues, neither good nor bad. This community was seen as invisible. In the last 3 years, what we've seen is that Springfield has been ranked the number one city of its size on LGBT folks around the country. What we've also seen is that Springfield Pride has grown. We're now bringing in not only corporations, but faith institutions, and folks are really rallying around the idea that Springfield should be coming out as an ally city that welcomes the LGBT community and recognizes as the LGBT community as one of its members, and I'm very excited about that.
Why has Springfield ranked high?
It's a unique thing. Actually, on the census, we have so many same-sex couples marking that there are couples living in Springfield, but that's actually why the ranking is so high. So even though we don't, until Springfield Pride existed, didn't have lots of LGBT inclusive programs, initiatives, organizations, the couples were actually still being out on the census and showing a level of resilience. So Springfield Pride is really trying to bring out and push that we have an amazing LGBT community that's very proud, very resilient, and we need the opportunities to show that pride. And that's where not only Springfield Pride came from, but that's where it's going.
I know you work in discrimination issues as part of your official capacity. Does the gay lesbian community still face discrimination issues in Springfield?
We've actually, not only in the last 3 years, but since I've lived here, we've seen a myriad of issues. So while on the national level things are getting better, we still have to be really diligent, even in the city of Springfield. We've seen hate crimes, job discrimination, we've seen physical violence, domestic violence between partners, and oftentimes there are not the support programs for that. We've seen an epidemic of youth who are homeless because they're coming out to their parents in the Springfield and Western Mass area, and still, and have no place to go. So even though there are lots of people here today, there's lots of amazing things happening, we are still seeing substantial discrimination of the LGBT community. But Springfield Pride is committed to working with all those institutions to help create a comprehensive agenda to make Springfield better and stronger for the LGBT community.
Talk specifically about some of the issues or some of the activities, I should say, you'd like to highlight for this Springfield Pride Week, which you're kicking off here today.
So we have 11 events. What I'm very proud of is that all 11 events are free. So for 3 years, we have not charged for one single event. This is open to everyone. On Saturday, we will, for the first time ever, have a Pride in the Park event right in Court Square with a wonderful party afterwards. On Sunday, we're going to have an open and affirming celebration with South Congregational Church that will highlight the gay men's chorus of the Pioneer Valley. These are some of the newer things we're doing this year that I just find incredibly exciting. We're having an open mic night on Monday at the Bing Arts Theater. And what we're seeing is that our events are increasing. We're getting more partners. We're getting more people. And that's an exciting endeavor. Again, all free, open to the public, and welcomes everyone from every faith, every language, regardless of who you love, or if you just want to be an ally of the community, everyone's welcome.
Communities like Northampton, Boston have a long history of gay pride parades. Any chance we'll see a parade someday in Springfield?
You know, the future, we never know what's in the future. Right now, the idea that we put on a series of events for an entire week is something no other pride in New England really does, where every event is free. It's a diversity of events. We put those on. So right now we're already creating a new and unique space where you have an entire week, 7 straight days of pride events open and free to the public. And we like being unique. Springfield is the city of first, and we're not trying to copy Northampton or Boston. We're trying to create a unique thing. And what I love about today is that we actually have Northampton people coming here. We have Hartford folks coming up to Springfield, and that is a beautiful thing to say that for LGBT and community initiatives, we're having folks from those communities come to us.
And where can people go to get more information?
You can go to springfieldmasspride.org anytime on our website. Again, that's springfieldmass, M-A-S-S, pride.org.